Two Girls Kissing by Gisèle Renard. I'm sitting by the window, gazing out at the park across the street, and what priceless display of wanton lust catches my eye? Two girls kissing. Two girls kissing. Oh my God, it's two girls kissing. Am I seeing this right? Is it wishful thinking? Nope, it's real. They're young and pretty, wearing short shorts and tight tops, because even at 8 in the evening it's still warm outside. Their long limbs are all tangled together. They're wrapped up in each other's smooth bodies. One is petting the other's bare thighs, and they're kissing. They're kissing the way I used to kiss when I was young and in lust. The kissing in a public park, right there for every passerby to see. I used to do that too, when I was young and in lust and in love. There's something in the way they lunge at each other, devouring mouths, tongues, smashing their full lips and their tiny breasts together and running their hands through each other's hair. It reminds me of my youth. There are no subtle pecks, no flighty because I have to shows of pseudo-affection. These are unanticipated guerrilla kisses, I can tell. It's like neither of these girls expects the kiss to happen until they're neck deep in it. And you can't fool me, little girl. I see that hand of yours moving up under your lover's top. I see you pinching her tits. I note her reaction, and I feel her squeal. I wish I could hear it, but I'm too far away. I'm watching as intently as I can, and still I'm distanced from your scene. And you, oh, so you're the naughty one, eh? You're the true vixen. I see your hand, too, creeping between your girl's legs, rubbing her hot little cunt over top of her short shorts. I see you trying to sneak your hand inside, pressing your fingers between her soft belly and that tight elastic waistband. I see the way she slaps your hand away, motions to the road. I see it all. She's telling you, those people driving by in their cars, they're watching. They'll see. She'll kiss you in public. She'll pinch your pretty little tits. But she won't let you inside her shorts. That's where she draws the line. Now they're talking. This is how they started. One girl lying back with her head on the side of the bench, her long legs tossed over her lover's lap, her lover petting her porcelain thighs. They're laughing. I can't hear them, but I can see it in their smiles. They're not kissing anymore, but I'm still mesmerized. I'll never be that young again. It's a damn shame. It's a goddamn shame.